Ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 was orchestrated by the military-industrial complex to bring in a worldwide A new world order engineered 9/11. We have the official U.S. government battle plan, codenamed Operation Northwoods, to hijack jets by remote control and fly them into tall buildings. Did you know Larry Silverstein, the owner of the complexes, admits they blew up Building 7? And he's now the owner of the Sears Tower. Everybody needs to understand this. This is the reality. Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag as a pretext to blame it on his enemies and take total control on February 27th, 1933. At CIA.gov, our own government brags that it carried out terror attacks to blame it on Mossadegh in Iran to overthrow that elected government in 1953. Our own government admits, our own government admits it's carried out terror attack after terror attack after terror attack to blame it on its political enemies. Your government is run by complete criminals. They must be resisted. They must be stood up against.
Inflicted wound. It's an inside job. It's a government false flag operation.
We don't have a choice. We have to expose 9/11 as an inside job. It's the foundational event to take all of your freedoms and set up a police state. Our freedoms are being taken, but our borders are wide open. Bush is passing a total blanket amnesty plan. The troops on the border are a fraud. Right here in America, the military-industrial complex is orchestrating terror events to scare the public into submission. We've researched this. Do you know who is now going public? Do you know who I personally have interviewed on my syndicated radio program? The former German defense minister has gone public and clearly stated that only our government could carry out these attacks. No kidding. And he's written a best-selling book showing the evidence. The former German defense minister is saying 9/11 is an inside job. What about in America? The father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, has gone public that 9/11 is an inside job. Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush Sr., has gone public. Ray McGovern has gone public stating 9/11 is clearly an inside job. You know who else has gone public? Physics professors, mining school heads, Underwriting Laboratories' Kevin Ryan, who underwrote the World Trade Centers. They did their own laboratory test and concluded the official story is a fraud. The engineers are telling you it's an inside job. Dr. Morgan Reynolds, chief economist, Department of Labor in the current Bush administration, he quit. Dr. Morgan Reynolds has gone public that 9/11 is an inside job. Members of the Bush administration have gone public, but your news will not pick it up. We're in danger of the neocon cabal staging more events. Did you know that there has been two separate Zogby polls, one of the most respected polling firms in the world? Zogby, a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, had a poll where 60+% believe there's a cover-up. A new poll, right up at 50% of Americans believe the government was involved. The Zogby poll. Zogby International. Half of Americans now believe the government was involved in 9/11. Woo! I want to tell the criminals that carried it out something. All of us aren't afraid of you. And all of us aren't afraid of standing up to you. And all of us aren't backing down. More people are waking up every single day. More people realize what the stakes are. They love their families, and they understand that the government is carrying out terrorist attacks as a pretext to re-engineer America into a police state. Why? To capture us to be their political slaves, to use us as an engine of global empire to invade the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 is an inside job. It's a self-inflicted wound. It's a government false flag terror operation. Top members of the current Bush administration have gone public. Members of the Reagan administration have gone public. Engineers, physicists have gone public. Research it. The mainstream media won't report it. That's why they've lost 60% of their readership in the last 10 years. That's why, and this is key, that's why now television's lost 40% of its viewers. The alternative media is exploding in size. You cannot hide the truth. You will not hide the truth. It's coming out. Your crimes are coming out. You don't think 19 people in a cave could make NORAD stand down, do you? You don't think 19 people in a cave could do things like call public officials like Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco the night before and tell him not to fly? For the police here today, the good people of Chicago, Chicago's finest, when they get home tonight, when they get home after a hard day and they put their kids to bed and they tuck their little ones in, they need to go to Google. And the police need to type in Operation Northwoods, and you will go to the Library of Congress. You will go to the National Security Archive. And you will read our own government saying they wanted to hijack jets and fly them into buildings. These arrogant people thought they could do this and even declassify it. They do it and they brag about it and they think it's funny. It's not funny. Operation Northwoods, Google it. Operation Northwoods, Google it. Everybody's gonna learn. Go to the Library of Congress, find out our government carried it out.